Welcome to Audio 5A. This is Resonance with Freedom to Be Married or Not. This is Tara Chambers, and we're going to begin by asking you to have a glass of water with you. If you work with oils, bring your oils with you. Make sure you get comfortable either lying down on the bed or sitting in a meditative chair position or whatever is best for you, where you can just allow yourself to relax and receive all the new frequencies. So I am going to connect with the oil of acceptance. And I'm breathing this in, and I'm placing a drop on my non-dominant hand, breathing it in, and placing it on my heart. And we've already stated our intention, and now I want to make sure we are resonant with loving and accepting ourselves. Okay, so I have this oil on me, inviting Archangel Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, all the dragons, all the ascended masters, all the beings of light who choose to work with us. Okay, simply give the oils, the sound, sound bowls, quantum field, all the beings of light permission to support you in the highest way simply by saying yes. And then all out of alignment with that yesing fully and completely, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted. We're going to replace it with divine love, light, and gratitude. Okay. Breathing that in. Okay. So your magic carpet ride is coming right up to you, and you gently get on your carpet ride and you travel wherever you are, to the island of true place in the Atlantic Ocean. That magic carpet ride can land either in the meadow, by the waterfall, by the ocean, in the money tree forest, wherever feels great to you. Okay, so now connecting with that original frequency of love and acceptance, let's invite the pink dusky dragon to come surround us with all that loving frequency so that we truly embody self-love, self-acceptance as we are now, regardless of what is taking place right now in your life. And then all out of alignment with that taking place, all out of alignment within your body, your cells, your chakras, your energy field, with truly loving yourself on a 10 out of 10 scale, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light. Any tribal program that says, nope, there's still some remaining stuff here, it's not okay for you to love yourself, that's greedy and selfish, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replacing it with divine love and light, and knowing that you are lovable and perfect as you are. You're not supposed to be computer perfect. You're supposed to be a human with your perfect flaws, and that is still perfect. Okay, drink some water. Okay, let's start off by releasing some old paradigms about marriage. Okay, marriage is necessary to fit in with culture and society, offering that to the quantum field. Marriage is a business arrangement. It is a social arrangement. It is there to keep peace among countries, offering all of that to the quantum field. Marriage is not about you. It's about what's best for the family. It's how this marriage can support a bunch of other people. Offering all that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with a new paradigm of marriage. Replacing with divine love and light. Replacing it with freedom to follow your heart. Freedom to choose a life with somebody, either in a relationship living together, or either in a relationship as married. You can also make the agreement to be married for as long as this is a harmonious match for the two of you. Or if you want to stick to part of the old culture, you can agree to marry for life. And you're also free, upon new information and experiences, to create a new decision, a new agreement, one that truly serves you. Okay, so any tribal programs that says, no, you can't create this marriage to be as you want. Once you sign that contract, this is official, the government's involved, the religion organization is involved, you are married for life, and if you do differently, then you are shameful, you are barred from this religious organization, you can't even come in the door anymore. All that stuff, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted. Okay, any trauma around past lives where you are married against your will, where you are forced to marry someone that you didn't want to marry, any trauma around being in an abusive relationship, either physically, emotionally, or sexually, okay, all that past life trauma around marriage, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light. Any past experiences of marriage where you felt trapped, where your voice didn't matter, you weren't considered a human or a person anymore, you're considered a piece of property. All that stuff, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light. Any tribal programs based in patriarchy that say women are simply property that go from their father to their husband, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light, and you are still a divine woman with a magical heart, with a powerful set of brains on your head, with a life purpose. Any tribal programs that say a woman's only life purpose is to have kids. Women are baby machines. So any tribal programming wrapped in that whole thing where you can't have a career, you can't have outside passions or interests because a woman, you're only supposed to be excited about one thing, and that is getting pregnant, and that is giving birth and being a mom. Okay, all of that stuff. Offering that to the quantum field and replacing it with divine love and light and freedom. Freedom to become a mother if that is a joyful thing for you to do. I mean, I've heard amazing stories about giving birth is when you experience what just super, super true unconditional love is. And that is beautiful and that is wonderful. And there can be many other possibilities as well, and you can have both. So any inner conflict where you have these dreams and new passions and you want to be a musician or you want to be a lawyer or you want to be this or that, and you're like, but I can't have my kid and my cake and eat it too. Okay, all of that inner conflict due to the tribal rules that says you're a bad woman if you choose a career over a child, or you're a bad mother if you have a child and a career, all of that stuff, just offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and freedom to do what is best for you. If you are happy being a stay-at-home mom and that works out great for your relationship and the kids, great, that is awesome. If you love your gig, your job, your career, and you want to also have a kid and have somebody help you take care of the kid, that is great and awesome too. It is all about what brings you the most joy, what is the perfect match for you. I don't care what society or the tribe says. Okay, so any lingering stuff where, but the tribe says this or society says this around motherhood or being a wife, all of that stuff, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and sovereign freedom to choose the life that you truly desire. Okay, any tribal programs that say a woman is only a successful, worthy member of society if married to a man, offering that to the quantum field. Any tribal programs where a woman needs a man in order to be considered a success, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted. Any patterns where a woman is only successful if she's married with kids, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replacing it with divine love and light and freedom. Freedom to be single. Freedom to be in a relationship. Freedom to be in a marriage where you create the rules of the marriage based on your heart and the heart of your partner. Freedom to create a whole new paradigm of marriage that is completely unique to only you. Freedom to know that you are worthy as you are, whether single, divorced, married, separated, in a relationship, whatever it is, you are always 100% worthy, lovable as you are, regardless of your relationship status. All out of alignment with that, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and sovereign freedom. Any old tribal programs were set that say the man is the head of the house and whatever he says goes. Offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with divine love and light in equality and true loving partnership where both parties in the marriage are equally heard, valued, respected, cherished. Any aspects where you have to ask permission to spend money, you have to ask permission to go out and do this, whether you're the man or the woman in the relationship, all of that needing to ask for permission to whoever the head of the relationship is, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with true equality and true love, heart-based relationships. Drink some water. Any previous life experience or past life experience trauma where you felt forced to follow the rules of your husband or whoever had the place of authority in the marriage, let's just release all of that stuff. Authority in the marriage, where one person dominates over another, regarding what the rules are, regarding the money, regarding the this, the that, all of that stuff under the umbrella of authority within marriage, we are offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted. That is old news, that is our old paradigm, and we are transmuting that and replacing it with love-based energy, where both partners get to express their feelings, their thoughts, their beliefs in a safe environment where they are supported and respected as they authentically are. Any past experiences or tribal programming where the woman's value is based on how successful her husband is or who her husband is, offering all of that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, you are still you, regardless if you were married or not. Your worth and your value is there because you were born. You are born as a divine being of light, and that is all you need to, quote, prove your worth and value. Let's connect with all the tribal program that says this is what a marriage looks like, a heterosexual woman and a heterosexual man. Offering that limited idea or reality of what a marriage looks like to the quantum field and replacing it with a true love relationship regardless of the sex, whether it's two men, whether it's two women, whether it's a man and a woman. Allowing freedom, allowing two people who are in love to make a decision to be married. And that's enough. Okay, all out of alignment with that, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light, and true loving partnership regardless of the sexes. Any tribal program that says, oh my God, you can't marry outside your religion, you can't marry outside your race because we're different people, we're separate, we got to keep the tribe together and keep that race DNA pure, all that nonsense, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with, we are all one. We are all beings of light from the same source, regardless of our nationality or country of origin. Okay, drink some water, inviting frequency 8 to support integration of all of that. Connecting with that old patriarchal program where the men are the breadwinners and they have to do whatever brings in the most money. It is their responsibility, it is their obligation to support a wife and all the kids. It is their job, it is their burden, which has led many men feel that they can't follow their heart, which has led many men to make decisions that are not in alignment with their heart. Okay, offering that paradigm to the quantum field to be transmuted. We're just going to invite the golden dragon to just shine purifying golden healing light on all that fear-based stuff and all that stress-based stuff. You got to do what brings in the most money, and the more money you have, the more respectful you are in society, the better husband you are. Okay, so that whole paradigm where men are equated as more worthy, more successful based on how much money they bring in, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be completely transmuted. We're going to replace that space in our body with divine love and light and permission to follow your heart. All of those past life experiences or even previous, you know, marriage experience in this life where the woman felt trapped in the marriage, she felt like she didn't have permission to do what she wanted to do. What she wanted to do wasn't considered valuable or real because, oh, her husband has the real job and it wasn't respected, it wasn't appreciated, it wasn't honored. All of that frustration, all of that feeling trapped, all that feeling like you don't have permission to follow your heart as well because your job is to cook and clean and take care of everybody and drive people to piano lessons and soccer rehearsals or practices and games and things like that. Okay, so feeling any energies of like, I just have to take care of everybody else. There's no time for me. It's all about taking care of my husband, feeding my husband, taking care of the kids, feeding the kids, and then cleaning up everybody's mess. All of that stuff and all that program about what marriage is supposed to look like for women, ugh. Just offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with men doing what they love. That makes them come home feeling so excited. Replacing it with women being allowed to do what brings them joy so they come home all excited about their day as well. And then when everybody's in alignment with living their life purpose within the marriage, then things are automatically that much better for the kids. Okay, so that whole tribal program where you have to sacrifice your life for the marriage, you got to sacrifice your dreams and desires for the kids, that whole tribal program where kids come first, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing it with divine love and light and the divine truth, which is when you put yourself first, when you and your relationship come first. First, because really the kids are a product of the healthy relationship, supposedly. When you guys are happy, the kids feel that energy. That makes them happy. When everybody has freedom to be their true self, that makes everybody happy and coherent and in harmony. All out of alignment with that taking place, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and freedom to still have a successful, fun, happy, joyous life in marriage. Okay. Any tribal program that says you cannot be happy unless you're married, because if you're not married, then oh my goodness, you must be lonely, you must be miserable. Well, let's offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with. If you're living by yourself, my goodness, there's freedom within that too. You can decorate your house however you like. You can hang out and do whatever you want. And you can choose to get married if you want as well. They are both great. One's not better than the other. It's always a matter of what is best for you at this point of time in your life. Any tribal program that says, oh my goodness, you don't want to get married? Something must be wrong with you. Oh my goodness, you don't want to have kids? Something must be wrong with you, because that tribal program is you're married, you've got 2.3 kids, you've got the white picket fence with the cat and the dog in the yard. Okay, so all of that stuff that has created that tribal program of what the perfect happy family looks like, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, we're going to replace it with divine love and light and sovereign freedom to live in a house with or without a white picket fence, freedom to have a cat, freedom to have a dog, and freedom to choose no pets, freedom to have kids, freedom to choose not to have kids. All out of alignment with that, we offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and sovereign freedom. All that former tribal programming where school and university were originally only for men because they were the only ones who were going to do something with it, offering that stuff that is still hiding in ourselves to the quantum field and replacing it with women and men are equally intelligent. Women are when equally can go to school and have amazing careers. Any tribal programming where the man is the one who can decide to end the marriage only, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and give both partners the right to break the marriage if it is no longer a healthy vibration. And any shame or guilt around that for doing what you know is best in your heart. And if it's best for you, then it's actually best for your partner. And if it's best for the two of you, then it's actually best for your kids. So any tribal programming where you have to hold on to the marriage until the kids go to college, offering that to the quantum field right now to be transmuted and replacing it with your kids do best when you guys are real and authentic and love-based. Drink some water. And any religious programming that once again doesn't allow divorce because you're a horrible, shameful, unsuccessful person. Once again, just offering any residual stuff around that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with sovereign freedom. Freedom to have a 1 month marriage, freedom to have a 10 year marriage, freedom to have a 50 year marriage, whatever it is for you that is truly based in love, joy, and happiness. Not to say it's going to be that way 24/7, 365, but 80% and more needs to be that in order for it to be truly serving you. Okay, and then just the freedom to actually look for real at your marriage. Is this what you really signed up for? Is it really bringing you joy? Can you feel free connecting with your partner? Do you feel free expressing all your needs to your partner? And if that's not happening, then giving yourself permission to have a real conversation about this to shift the game of your marriage to a higher place, or to give yourself freedom to be like, okay, is this really what I want? Is this serving me anymore? Maybe I already got everything out of this marriage. Okay, freedom to look at the real truth of your marriage. Freedom to look, are you really happy? Because all that tribal stuff that says, oh, you have this and you have this and you have this, then you're automatically happy. No. Okay, offering all that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted. And if what is a match for your heart is in alignment with what society says, okay, then great, but giving you sovereign freedom to tune into you and your heart and making decisions around marriage that truly benefit and serve you and your partner. Any tribal programs where men's ambitious dreams are taken seriously because they're the breadwinner and women's dreams are considered not as important or labeled as crazy and foolish, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and freedom to be taken seriously. And if you're not, freedom to express your truth about it to your partner so your partner truly gets it. And if not, freedom to say, okay, this is no longer a match for me. Any tribal programming where the men don't have permission to open their heart, they don't have permission to express their emotions, they don't have permission to cry because boys don't cry. All that stuff, offering that to the quantum field and replacing it with divine love and light and freedom for men to acknowledge and respond to the feminine part within themselves. And then any tribal programs where women don't have permission to get mad because only men can get mad, only men can get angry. Giving, okay, so that program, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted and then replacing it with permission to get angry, because that is your boundaries, energetically speaking to you. You're creating an energetic boundary. Like, this is not okay. You're crossing the line. And yes, I'm going to get angry. This is not okay. And I'm going to say no. All out of alignment with that landing fully and completely, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and pure freedom. All that tribal programming where the men have to be above the woman, whether they have to earn more money, they have to be taller, they have to be more successful because the woman always has to be second class or not as good, because if she's, quote, better than you or taller than you or earns more money than you, then that's considered a threat. Okay, so all that petty stuff, just offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted and replacing with divine love and light and just freedom for both partners in the marriage to be successful, freedom for both partners in the marriage to cheer each other on, knowing that you're one, you're in a marriage together. When one is super successful, you are both super successful. Any tribal patterns of competing against each other, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted, because that is all fear-based. So inviting the golden dragon to just shine light on that fear-based energy, needing to prove one is better than the other, and then bringing that golden light through our crown chakra and just allowing that new frequency of light and love to fill in the gaps where it was before it went to the quantum field. And then how would your cells reconfigure? How will you both be resonating with more love and freedom within your, inside yourself? And then when you have that love and light, how will you treat your partners with more love and respect and cheering them on and supporting them in their wildest dreams? And then what would it take for both partners to both have the same level of freedom to explore and expand and to grow spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in all ways? Limitless growth potential for both partners. All out of alignment with that, offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and sovereign freedom in all areas of your life, not just the marriage. Any past life experience where once your husband died, the women were killed because it wasn't okay for them to be with another man. All of that past life trauma, offering to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light, and I am safe. Okay, any fears around getting married for various past life experiences, just allowing your body wisdom to identify all those past life traumas, fears around marriage, whether it was a child bride situation, whatever it was, offering all that stuff to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light. And I can't say every place on this planet Earth is safe from all that stuff, but for the most part in the western part of the planet, we do have a lot more protection. Women can say no. Women cannot be forced into marriage. And then what would it take? This is a healing for the whole planet. What would it take for all women to be valued, to be seen as beings of light with a life purpose of their own, with the freedom to say yes or no to a marriage agreement? What would it take for the whole planet to reach that level of consciousness? And all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light. On a global level, what would it look like if all marriages were truly, truly, truly based on unconditional love, free of any business arrangement, free of any social or political arrangement, just purely based on two people wanting to spend their lives together, to grow, to learn, to explore all that life has to offer in a beautiful, loving, fun way, where respect and kindness is what the relationship is based on? Okay, and then what would it take for all the other relationships and marriages to be based truly on love? What is best for both parties in the marriage, where both people have equal voice, equal say, equal everything? And all out of alignment, like really, how many tribal programs would need to go by the wayside in order to create that paradigm of marriage? All right, just allowing them all to be offered that magic carpet ride to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light, and freedom to create your own marriage that is truly based on unconditional love, kindness, caring, and respect. And pure honesty. And if those kind of relationships and marriages were what was common on the planet, how would everything change? How would war and fighting and killing not even exist in that kind of reality? How would there be enough for everybody? Enough love, enough food, enough money? As everything is all connected. All right. What do we need to resonate with to get us to the next step, closer and closer and closer to that paradigm, that 5D paradigm of what really is possible for marriage, but then life in general, everything. And all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light. And then bringing all that divine love on the magic carpet ride through our crown chakra and right into every cell of our body. Drink some water. Okay, and on that beautiful note, our magic carpet rides are coming back to greet us. And we gently just jump on them. And it guides us right back to where we are. All right, now gather in all your energy. And I'm going to have you place yourself in your magical bubble, whether it's heart-shaped, pyramid-shaped, four-leaf clover-shaped, whatever it is for you, balloon-shaped, whatever it is for you, and the color of your choice. And I'm going to offer this recording to you energetically every night while you sleep. Your body wisdom says yes or not tonight, or I want minutes 13 to 17, whatever it is, your body has access to it every night. So if there's any lingering or hidden issues or patterns that come up in the future, your body will have access to this recording as energetically as long as your body wisdom chooses. Simply say yes to receive that. And then all out of alignment with that yes, landing fully and completely, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with divine love and light and gratitude. And knowing that quantum healing is your birthright, that you are worthy and deserving of all of that. Okay, sending gratitude to the oils, to the sound, to the quantum field, to the dragons, source, and Mother Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending gratitude to you, your body wisdom, and every cell and fiber in your body. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wishing you sovereign freedom in all areas of your life.